About 2 years ago, Salisbury improved the download speed of its city-owned internet service to 10 gigabytes per second, making it one of the fastest systems in the country. By comparison, Google Fiber is 1 gigabit. Salisbury officials predicted that Fibrant would create jobs and attract new businesses, but as WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports, Fibrant is losing millions of dollars annually, and city officials are considering a way out.
When Salisbury officials issued more than $30 million in bonds to launch the Fibrant high-speed network, most saw it as a great investment. The area had lost thousands of jobs in the late 1990s when several textile mills closed. Officials predicted Fibrant would fill that void and attract businesses that needed high-speed internet. But Salisbury Councilman David Post says the General Assembly put up a roadblock.
The legislature passed what's called the level playing field law and basically tied our hands and said we cannot grow outside the city limits. The intent, of course, was to build this infrastructure and then provide it well outside the city limits. And so we have nowhere to grow with it.
That is, unless Fibrant gets an invitation for services from a municipality or company. So far, that hasn't happened. But still, the word around the city was that Fibrant was profitable. That is, until 2 years ago when Lane Bailey was hired as the city manager.
Then Mayor Paul Woodson told me that Fibrant was now making money. It was in the black. I started to delve into it more, and I went to the mayor. I said, and individual council member says, we're not making money. We're doing a direct subsidy to Fibrant from the general fund.
Bailey found that over the past 4 years, Fibrant lost more than $3 million a year. Plus, when Fibrant was initially launched in 2010 at speeds of 1 gigabit, Councilman Post says,
the first couple of years when Fibrant lost money, we borrowed money from the water fund, $8 million. And we went through a period of years where we took a lot of the Fibrant expenses and put them inside the city's general budget, so you couldn't see it. The effect is it looked like Fibrant was making money.
Post says currently Fibrant is close to breaking even, but the city still has to pay off the money it borrowed to build the network, more than $3 million a year. Residential customers pay between $44 a month for basic service to $100 for the 10 gigabit speed. Fibrant needs about 4,500 customers to turn a profit, but it only has about 3,200.
We had a really bad start. I mean, severe outages, and businesses could not afford that. And residences are very quick to change, you know, if their TV or internet or phones don't work. And so it's been an uphill battle ever since.
Service reliability is now at 99.9%, but marketing has been poor. That was the conclusion of a consultant, and Mayor Karen Alexander agrees.
We realize that the marketing is probably the largest hole that we have in the operations part of Fibrant. So we are just working very hard to come up with a marketing plan that will allow us to compete.
Fibrant's marketing budget is $100,000, officials say, and it has one sales rep for commercial customers and one for residential. Not much for a company that competes with the likes of Google, AT&T, and Spectrum. City officials have refinanced the bond debt at a savings of $438,000 a year, but it will take the city 12 years to pay the debt off, with Fibrant still forecast to lose money in the meantime. Selling Fibrant would not bring in near enough to pay off the debt. In January, city officials solicited bids from private companies to help them run Fibrant and are considering two proposals. One involves a lease agreement, the other a management agreement. Councilman Post says a resolution is needed quickly.
I think Fibrant is the most critical issue facing the city because it takes resources away from so many other needs. I mean, $3 million for a town that has a $30 to $35 million budget, that's a lot of money. It is stealing from us big time.
Mayor Alexander chooses to see having the fastest citywide internet service in the country as a long-term investment. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.